You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pros Studio. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
He really was Sleepy Joe.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what President Trump used to call him 4 years ago, and now President Biden admits, talking to supporters at a fundraiser last night in Virginia, he nearly fell asleep on the debate stage, blaming his poor performance on back-to-back trips to Europe, though those were more than a week before the debate. Congressman Lloyd Doggett was the first Democrat to call for him to end his bid for re-election. Another House Democrat, Jake Auchincloss, just told Fox.
Well, I think it's bigger than one Democratic lawmaker. 50 million Americans saw the debate. They have real concerns.
There are 25 Democratic members of the House of Representatives preparing to call for Biden to step aside if he seems shaky in coming days, according to one House Democratic aide. So here's what Biden is doing to respond to these growing concerns. There's reportedly a staff meeting today at the White House to help boost morale. Later today, the president is going to meet with a group of Democratic governors.
Fox's Doug Lewis-Hitter. Former President Trump out-fundraised the president last quarter by $67 million, but the Biden campaign did raise more money than his Republican rival in June. While Israel keeps waging war against Hamas in Gaza and worries about the toll it's taking on Palestinian civilians, new controversy in the West Bank over expanded settlements.
Israel's push for 5,300 settler homes in the occupied West Bank has drawn criticism from the U.S. Most of the world considers the settlements to be illegal under international law, and the U.S. State Department says the action is, quote, detrimental to a two-state solution.
And Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Hurricane Beryl closing in on Jamaica with 145-mile-an-hour winds.
If you live in a low-lying area, an area historically prone to flooding and landslide, or if you live on the banks of a river or a gully, I implore you to evacuate.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness in Jamaica. Beryl could also hit the Caymans and Haiti. It's already done a lot of damage on other Caribbean islands, blamed for at least six deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. That's the effect of out-of-control government spending shrinking your hard-earned dollars, and it's why central banks and savvy investors are buying gold. For thousands of years, gold has withstood war, famine, and economic downturns. It's been a stalwart hedge against inflation and hyperinflation, and the company I, Buck Sexton Trust, to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. For two decades, Birch Gold has helped concerned Americans convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your...
Every day at 5 p.m. right here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, it's me, Joe Cunningham, with The Joe Cunningham Show, offering you news, analysis, and commentary you're not going to get anywhere else. The big news stories of the day, and even some of the headlines you may not be aware of. It's your local, state, and national news coverage from a local perspective right here every day, News Talk 96.5 KPEL. Check us out, The Joe Cunningham Show, every day at 5 p.m.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Bikers Against Child Abuse empowers children to not feel afraid of the world in which they live. For more information, visit BACAworld.org. Our helpline is 866-885-9474. BACA, breaking the chains of abuse.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. What a day, what a day. Great day to be with you. I want to wish you a happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day for people who love freedom. For all you Democrats and people that don't, there's other countries you can move to. Anyway, no, it's a great day. A lot of guests, a lot of people to talk to. Just want to take the time. Best of next couple of days back live on Monday. We are honored to have Governor Jeff Landry joins us for a few minutes. Governor, you been reading any great articles in the Devil's Advocate lately?
Don't you normally go on vacation during the 4th of July?
Yeah, I do. I normally do, and I kind of stumbled out the gates on vacation. I don't know if I'm gonna get one this year. I got to tell you.
I'm not even. I'm coming to the show for you when you're ready to go on vacation. How about that?
Tell me when you want to come in, and I'll give you the. I'll give it to you. We've done it before. It's not like we can't do it again. I promise you. Anyway, Governor Landry making about his 7th, 8th appearance back on the program. Which, by the way, compared to the last two governors, you've come on 7, 8 more times than them. I don't think they can catch up with you. I just want to let you know that.
Listen, I'm going to set a record that nobody's going to break.
All right. Hey, a couple quick issues. I'll get you out of here because I know you're either busy or you get ready to take off and be unbusy, one or the other, but I'm not going to even ask you. But, hey, Governor, the chemical plant thing that you had yesterday, which I thought was pretty good because I think it's DENCA performance. And what I like the fact, and I want you to talk a little bit about it, is the EPA and these anti-business people, they really think we're going to survive without chemical plants. And they always grab emotional. Two things I'm going to talk about with you real quick. They grab the emotional end. They start talking about cancer and things of that nature. But they really don't give the rest of the story in the media. They don't. They just give the side they want, the emotional side. But talk a little bit about the press conference yesterday and what was the purpose of it.
Well, look, it was a very important press conference because I think and what we tried to articulate to everyone, the media, you know, highlights it or not, it's important for all the listeners to understand that the Biden administration specifically targeted this refinery, this plant in Louisiana. It is the only plant in the country that makes neoprene, which is an important product. It's a key component in so many vital things like latex gloves, like IV bags. The military uses it and a lot of the things that they use in automotive. And it is the only plant left in the United States. And if this plant closed because of what the EPA is trying to do, the closure of that plant, it wouldn't stop us from being able to make those products. We'd have to go buy neoprene from China. And we don't hold the plants in China to the same standard as the ones in the United States. It's why all our plants close here. It's why we ship jobs and production and manufacturing over to other countries. It's what puts us at a supply chain disruption that we saw during the pandemic. And so what we did was we used the power that we have in the decision-making authority and working in conjunction with the Attorney General, with General Murrow, to basically say, look, we're going to grant them a 2-year extension like all the other plants in the country, meaning other manufacturing plants that have emissions issues, according to EPA, a 2-year extension. And the Attorney General said, yeah, I can defend that. You know, and so that's what it is. This is a targeting of American jobs. It's a targeting of our quality of life here in America. And in Louisiana, we're just not going to stand for it. And so it was a great press conference. We gave them an extension. And it's important to know that DENCA has reduced their emissions by 90% by working with the Department of Environmental Quality and not allowing the agencies to basically, put up for sale signs or basically close for business signs on our plant. So we saved a bunch of jobs. Great, great, great press conference.
So what you did was it doesn't matter really what the EPA and the federal government's trying to do because they're the ones putting the pressure on them.
Well, what we did is we're doing what the left does. We're finding the nuances in the regulations and the laws that give us the advantage, and then we work with the Attorney General. That's the greatness about this beautiful team that we have in here in the state is that when we work together, we can defend our businesses and our industries here. And so we found a rule that allowed the DEQ to grant that that two-year extension. We worked feverishly over the last 30 to 60 days in conjunction with the Attorney General and Secretary Giacomoto, who's doing a fantastic job. The two of them have a great working relationship, and that's what we did.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you doing that. When I saw that, I said, good. Because, once again, Jeff, Governor Landry, the media made it all about something else. And it just they, and once again, they don't put out all the information. Even when they write it, they might even been right somewhere. I don't know. But I know this. They never give all the information for people just to say, well, no, we need to keep our plans.
It's like this issue with Catholic Charities. I mean, again, they don't put out all the information. They don't understand what we're doing. They make it, and it's like Jeff Hayes was attacking the Catholic Church. I was at the cathedral Sunday.
Yeah. No, no.
For the Archbishop.
No, Governor, here's the thing. I was going to bring that up next. I'm glad you brought it up. But let's go right to it, because what happens is I'm watching TV this morning on one of the news stations, and it's all about Governor Landry's cut $1 million out and these homeless veterans can't be taken care of. And I'm going, NGO, we ought to have no NGOs in my book. None, zero, zero, nada. But the point being is I'm saying there's a bigger story to this when you made your veto, and I want you to explain that, because – you're not going to get it from the devil's advocate in the TV stations. They grab the emotional side of the issue and they run with it instead of the big issue. So talk about what you did, why you did it, things of that nature.
Well, this is a bigger picture. Number one, they never highlight the fact that we gave them $2.5 million, Catholic Charities, in Acadiana to put up generators and whatnot in their soup kitchens, that state taxpayer dollars that went to them to provide emergency equipment for them during storms, mm-hmm. okay, and during times that they need electricity, right? They overlooked that. They skipped that. They go right to this $1.5 million. And here's the thing, Moon, I'm like you. Like, we're trying to wean the state off of NGOs. We wonder why we got roads. We wonder why we got schools. We wonder why we can't get teachers a pay raise. Because we've got all these charitable organizations that literally are supposed to stand on their own through philanthropical donations, okay, to do those corporal works of mercy. And instead, they come to the government trough, which again takes the government, not the government has to decide, the legislature has to decide, where do we give the money? How do we parcel it out? And the problem is we could just pie. Yeah. And we keep cutting the slices thinner and thinner, which means we don't do great things. We do a lot of things, maybe okay, maybe some good things, but we don't know because everybody's at the trough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my big.
About the fact that Catholic Charities nationwide is supporting illegal immigration. Here's the thing: all the church has to do, I go to church. They pass the kid twice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They never say, "Oh, listen, by the way, the second collection today is going to be for Catholic Charities to support illegal immigration in the United States." I'm wondering, so if I give the $1.5 million, if I sign up for that, are they going to pass the kid on the second collection?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's where we are. I mean, the greatness about charity is that you get to control your dollars in the organizations that you want to support. And when those organizations engage on missions that you don't like, then you withhold that money. Yeah. Tax dollars don't work like that. You got to give to the government because they tell you you got to give. And your only means of trying to say, listen, I want my tax dollars to go to a particular place. It's through your legislature or your governor or your elected official. And we know that that always don't work. And so we're trying to create a new budget scenario in Louisiana where we can make Louisiana great, where we can fund our roads, where we can make sure we repair our bridges, where our schools are properly, where the government services that we're required to provide are fully funded.
Jeff, and Governor Landry, my special guest, just for a few more minutes. Governor, I might be wrong with this, and you may not even know this answer to this, but the Catholic Charities and the illegals, didn't they get a lot of federal money, too, to kind of help them along?
Exactly, Lou. That's the thing. Listen, right now, we've got these people that the government has allowed to come across the border illegally. Then they bring them over and say, oh, by the way, you cannot work.
Hey, Governor.
The taxpayers are going to foot your bill.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit on us. So I don't know if you're away from the phone or not, but
let me see.
Yeah, if you could.
No. Let's see. I'm traveling. How about this?
That's better right now. Yes, sir.
Okay. So here's what happens. The Biden administration lets all these people come in illegally. They illegally cross. They give them a paper. They're allowed to get on airlines with just a paper, okay? No form of ID, no pictured ID. They're able to benefit off of all of the federal programs, okay? Just like normal taxpayers and American citizens, they get a special, they're like a first-class citizen. We become a second-class citizen, and they're not even a citizen. I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. And so, yes, those charitable organizations are receiving all kind of federal money as well. And so if Catholic Charities in Acadiana believes that they need $1.5 million from the state coffers, from our tax dollars, right, then let them come and make that case to us, to the administration. Go sit down with Taylor. Don't stick it in an amendment in conference. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's not being completely honest with
the media.
And again,
yeah, Governor, the media ran to their side, but the story was on homeless veterans. And let's be honest with you. You got a heart, and I got a heart, and everybody got a heart for homeless veterans. For veterans. You're just doing that. So that's where the story comes across, and they're doing that. And I'm going, man, there's something wrong about this. And I believe that.
Guess who's taking care of homeless veterans? I'm scared to cut you off, but I know I'm limited in time, and you got more than me. I mean, we've got a great secretary of the VA that we announced. Okay, mm-hmm. You should bring him on. We're working to address the homelessness in the veterans population. We're working on mental health. That's another. You bring up another great point. If that's the mission that they want, then come to the state so we can do it collectively instead of piecemealing.
Yeah, and I just didn't like the pub on the plant, and I didn't like the pub on what they tried to turn this into. Because I had somebody tell me, man, a little disappointed in Jeff. And I said, for what? He said, and he mentioned the Catholic Charity thing. I said, man, y'all not. Then it hit me. I said, let me call the governor and see if he'll come on and mention this. Because I knew where you were coming from on this. And I talked about it the other day. The NGO vetoes. I mean, like I said, somebody even said we could veto them all. And it would be a good idea. But I get it. But y'all are helping them. And look, I'll let you go. I just wanted to get you on a few minutes. And you have a good 4th of July. We'll do it again soon.
Well, Moon, listen, I really appreciate it. I think that, if people could think, oh, come on, we'll do a much longer segment. We'll walk through that. But at the end of the day, the vision is to make sure that the services that the government is supposed to provide are fully funded in a way that's responsible and that we're being responsible with the taxpayer dollars.
I got to go.
Appreciate it. You take care.
I got to go. Four. Thank you. All right. Happy 4th. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
Folks, we'd love to thank y'all for supporting Raging Cajuns, the original Cajun season, and Raging Cajuns' delicious line of seasoning, rubs, roux, gumbos, black eyed peas. You get it, we do it all. Raging Cajuns products are all made right here in Lafayette. And now, thanks to our listeners, Raging Cajuns is one of the fastest growing brands in the grocery stores. This food is great, folks. I love it, and you will too. Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning. Ask for them by the Raging Cajun name. Raging Cajun seasoning. You're going to love it.
Do you crave...
Welcome back, Moon Graffon Show. Great to be with you. Happy 4th of July. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline, open forum. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here's an opportunity. 844-766-6607 is the number. Always email me, moon@moongraffon.com. Yeah, like I said, there's a rest of the story. The Catholic Charities, I'm sure they do some lot of good stuff, but the fact is they were been heavily involved in the illegals. I know it, you know it. Federal government sent them money. I mean, they have made a racket out of it with these illegals. So you could say, well, a quarter million and a half dollars. Well, how much went to help illegals? You could say, well, we've never done that locally. But they gave $2.5 million more. Folks, this is the problem with all this, especially with NGOs. I don't care. Everybody think they have a great cause, great NGOs, but you had to suck up to the government to get it going. And you got to stay on the government tit to keep it going. And Governor Landry made a great point. Well, why you cut some and not other ones? That's a great point, too. I think I'd cut them all. Even Steve Procopio, whatever his name is, Procopio, whatever his name is. He even said, well, if you cut them all, I could live with that. Yeah, we could really live with that. We need to wean everybody off of it. So you're sitting there getting mad at me and throwing something at the radio. I need that. We can't make it without it. It was never, we're doing 50% of what government's doing, or maybe a lot more than that. Government was never, it was never intended for government to do this. Government has made a lot of people filthy rich in the state and the federal government. By the way, Stephen Paul, my climate czar, Beryl, hurricane, record this, record that. I couldn't believe I watched a news story today, and they told people three times in the news story, man-made global warming is firmness, man-made global warming. And I'm going, stupidity at the highest level. They love pumping. I'm telling you, the media is eating up and loving hurricanes. They love them so they can set their agenda even more and confuse people even more. But anyway, that at a 9:30. I even got a Dan Rather piece, I think about 1980. Al Gore's in it, talking about what was going to happen in that Florida. 25% of Florida by 2000 would be gone, underwater. Did that happen? They even talked about the landmass, the farming industry in the Midwest would be in Canada by 2000. Scientists told them that. Oh, I got all that, man. It's going to be great. Anyway, we got to quit giving money and getting people hooked on government money, and that's the problem. That's why we are $35 trillion in debt. We made a bunch of people rich, too. But they don't care because they're filthy rich. As far as the chemical plant, I'm glad he stood up. Man, you can't. And Jeff's right. They're focusing on one plant because they want to make an example of one plant. How the federal government, the EPA, took it down. Get rid of the chemical plants. Go ahead, folks. Get rid of all of them. And he's right. Governor was right. They ain't targeting China, are they? The Biden administration ain't targeting China. And we got standards. We don't need any more standards. We got too many standards. I mean, all that stuff needs to be changed out, folks. We have been fooled and lied to so long on this environment stuff. And that environmental stuff is a cost us chemical plant. Folks, they gave them 90 days. They're going to shut them down. Everybody else had 2 years to get it right for the EPA standards. So I thought it was two great things to do. And it's not just the Catholic Charities. It's a lot of people on the government dole listening to me getting mad because they want their money. Because they can't survive without that money. Well, a lot of stuff spending money on, we ought to not be spending money on. If it ain't state government business, we ought to not be doing it. We ought to give locals back the sales tax so they can do their own. Well, Moon, some places can't make it. They ain't got no business. Well, they ain't going to like this either. I'll be blunt. Some towns probably should go away or be consolidated. We consolidated schools. Why can't we consolidate some communities? It would help. It would help tremendously. Anyway, we got to take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. You're listening to the Moon Graffon Show. We'll be right back. Princess Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Shoemaker Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing, up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year part and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years part and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Hey, folks, this is Joe.
This hour of the Moon Graffon Show is brought to you by 1% Lists Acadiana. Call Shannon LeBlanc today at 337-522-0682. Save on fees, not on service.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Happy 4th of July. Actually, a lot of us getting a few days off, kind of cool. Some people are already on vacation. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Appreciate y'all joining us. We're joined by the one and only. I call him my climate czar, but his name is Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio. He's also a meteorologist for Salem. And you got a new gig, too, don't you?
Yeah, I'm doing weather every morning for Joe Piscopo up in New York City. So, I'm providing daily forecasts in the Big Apple.
Wow, man, that must be pretty cool, huh?
You know, growing up, I watched Saturday Night Live and seeing Joe Piscopo and Eddie Murphy, you know. To be able to talk with one of my childhood heroes on a daily basis, and the cool thing is, like, I make him laugh every now and then. When you make a comedian laugh, man, that feels great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. By the way, now, I got to get your take, and I have no idea. People don't understand when I talk to you, a lot of times, you don't even have a clue what I'm talking about, as far as you don't know the subject. You don't know where right. I'm going. So let me throw one at you. So we got, all I hear is barrel, 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 barrel. Record, 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 record. That's all I hear. I mean, it's all I ever hear. So even if it is a record, so what?
Yeah.
Records were made to be broken, right? But talk a little bit about it, because I watched a news story today, Stephen. It was on our local news, and it was really part of the ABC, NBC, whatever package. And they were talking about this storm, and they said this three times. And because of man-made climate change. And I just got so mad, because even intelligent people are buying into the stupidity that man's doing this, and that's why we're having hurricanes.
Yeah, that's actually the disturbing part. Yes, it's a record. But how can you show that the reason why this hurricane is stronger earlier in the season than what we've seen elsewhere in other years? Well, since the satellite era, Let's be clear about that. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to 1979 because, you know, this is out in the Caribbean. We didn't have, you know, necessarily airplanes flying into these things before the 1960s. We certainly didn't have satellites before the late mm-hmm. 1970s. So for you to be saying that this is the worst we've ever seen, okay, but we haven't seen all of them. You know, we don't know if this is the Galveston hurricane in 1800, was that a Cat 5 out in the Caribbean? We don't know. So one of the things you do when you talk about record is it's not of all time. It's not in the history of the planet. It's in the history of our recording devices, which compared to Earth isn't all that old.
Don't you agree, Stephen, that the reason they put it that way, because it makes it sound that way, that since the history time began, that's what they make it sound like, but because perception becomes reality. People start buying into the lie. That's all. I agree.
Yeah, people are buying into the law, but into the lie. But then the other part of this is the news anchors say, as if it's definitive fact, that this is because of climate change. The news anchors don't know. Look, if they're reporting on a murder, okay, you're a reporter, you're reporting on a murder, you say, we have this suspect. You don't say, this suspect killed this person. You say, this person is accused or alleged murderer or, you know, the accused murderer. Until you've got it proven in court, you don't say this is a fact.
Okay.
Well, here's the problem with man-made climate change. It hasn't been proven.
Yeah.
You can say allegedly this is because of man-made climate change. There are some scientists who might say this is because of man-made climate change. But if you're an actual reporter with ethics, you have no business saying that this is because of man-made climate change because you don't know. You wouldn't do that in any other aspect of your reporting. Why do you do it here?
Yeah.
And how do you know that the carbon dioxide that is around this hurricane was man-made?
Yeah.
How do you know the carbon dioxide out in the middle of the Atlantic came from a factory somewhere in Louisiana, came from our liquefied natural gas exporting terminal down near Lake Charles? How do you know that the carbon dioxide over there was man-made? You don't know. You have no clue. You have no clue. You can't say that this is not a natural occurrence, because all carbon dioxide looks alike, and there is no evidence that extra carbon dioxide in the atmosphere actually creates stronger hurricanes. There's none. This would be the first one. If you could prove it, this would be the very first one.
Yeah, I was reading this. Somebody sent me from the official National Hurricane Center. They estimate 11 tropical cyclones between 1851. The first Atlantic hurricane season to be included in the official Atlantic tropical cyclone record, and 1959 peaked as Category 5 hurricanes. However, because technologies, what you just said, as satellites monitoring were not available until the 60s, and some such cyclones may have remained undetected. So, I mean, it goes back to what you said. Since 1960, 30 Atlantic hurricanes have reached Category 5 since 1960. But they don't have any reports before then, do they?
They really don't. And the other part of it is the reason why we know this one's a Category 5, other than the satellite observation. So let's say we don't have the satellites.
Okay.
Well, the other way of determining whether this is a Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5 is you have to fly an airplane into the center of the storm and drop some they call them radiosondes, mm-hmm. which are basically it's temperature measuring, wind speed measuring devices, pressure. You know, it's got all this suite of meteorological devices, and they drop these things in the middle of the hurricane to measure what's going on out there. Okay, we weren't flying airplanes into the middle of the hurricanes until the late 60s. Mm-hmm. So,
would you say the technology has changed? Would you say the technology changed a lot from 1960 to 2024? I'm just kind of curious what your answer would be on that.
Because any temperature measuring device we had in the 1960s would have been completely analog. What we're using now is digital. It's much more sensitive. We can figure these things out. They're a lot less expensive to produce. So, yeah, the technology is very, very different. We didn't have, I don't believe in the late 19, well, maybe on some aircraft, we did have nose cone radar. I don't know when nose cone radar came into effect. I don't think it was until at least the 1980s. So, again, a lot of this is technology that is new relative to climate, relative to the planet Earth. Mm-hmm. So for us to be saying this is the worst that there's ever been, well, maybe this is the worst that's ever been since maybe 1960. But you can't say definitively it's the worst that in the 1800s or the 1700s or the 1500s. Look, we didn't even know about the Atlantic hurricane season before 1492 because we didn't know this part of the world existed.
True.
That's only 500 years. If you just go off of biblical determination of the planet Earth, we got a 6,000-year-old planet here, according to just the young Earth idea in the Bible. 500 years is a small fraction of 6,000.
Very good point. Very good point.
Yeah, it's, and if you go by what scientists are saying, it's not 6,000 years old, it's 2 billion years old.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, Stephen, they only go with the scientists, once again, that get paid to talk about this. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to take a break in a minute, I'm going to come back. I just can't wait to play this for you in the audience. A friend of mine, he's actually my car czar, sent me a deal with Dan Rather. 42 years ago they started this. The young Al Gore's on it. And it all started back in the day, and they started building this thing up over and over and over again. Put it in the schools to convince people all this stuff that they're talking about is real and it's been happening. But I want to play it for you. I want to get your comments on it. So let me take a break. Stephen Parr, my climate czar, will talk to us, and we're going to play a Dan Rather up here. A news story. It's actually, by the way, they said 25% of Florida will be underwater 42 years ago. And they said the Midwest, where we were growing all of our crops, they're going to be in Canada. That was predicted back then. I'll be right back. This is Moon Griffon talking about another great Louisiana company, Hudco Roofing. Now, I know we all want a roof over our heads, but not just any roof. We want one that can withstand Louisiana's wild weather. That's where Hudco Roofing comes in. These folks aren't just your average roofers. They're the top dogs in the business. Whether you need repairs or a brand new roof, Hudco Roofing has you covered. Hudco is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master and takes every roof all the way down to the decking to make sure there are no hidden damages. Hudco Roofing is also a state certified installer of the fortified roofing system, and that's a big deal, especially during hurricane season. Hudco specializes in residential and commercial roofing systems and coatings, serving all of Louisiana. Get a free roof inspection and quote from Hudco Roofing right now. Go to HudcoRoofing.com. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Fill out the form, and someone will get right back to you. This is Moon Griffon. I trust Hudco Roofing of Louisiana, and so should you. That's HudcoRoofing.com. Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. Their menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill, Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill.
Everywhere you
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to be with you. Happy 4th of July from the Moon Griffon Show, Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. We got Stephen Parr, my climate czar. Stephen, before I play this, got anything else you want to add and something we talked about? Because I don't want to miss anything.
No, I think actually after you play this, I've got a couple things I do want to add to it that kind of build on what you're about to say here with our good friend, our buddy, Dan Rather.
Well, you got to listen to it. I want everybody to listen to it. This was 42 years ago on TV, and you're going to hear somebody else named Al Gore, the younger version of Al Gore. Here we go.
Concern about rising temperatures on planet Earth heated up a hearing here in Washington today. For years, scientists have theorized about the dangers of the so-called greenhouse effect, the warming of the Earth's atmosphere due to the burning of coal and oil. And in recent months, as David Culhane reports, research has uncovered facts to support that theory.
Many scientists claim that the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere has been rising over the past 100 years, that the great sheets of pack ice in Antarctica are melting at a much more rapid rate than previously. And finally, that the sea level has been rising with increasing swiftness over the past 40 years. If these scientists are correct, about 25% of Florida would be flooded, along with low-lying areas all over the world. Climate changes could produce widespread disruption of agriculture. The American farm belt might be too dry, and the wheat and corn crops would have to move to Canada. Scientists blame the odorless, colorless carbon dioxide gas for these potentially dangerous changes around the planet. It is the greenhouse effect. The gas allows sunlight to filter down and warm the earth. But like the glass of a greenhouse, the carbon dioxide tends to trap heat so that it cannot rise into space. The scientists maintain that the coal, oil, and gas we've been burning for 100 years have produced more and more carbon dioxide and helped overheat the Earth. Now, some political leaders endorse the demands for more CO2 monitoring stations, like this one in Hawaii. And they share the anger of the scientists at Reagan administration budget cuts at a time when they feel closer to getting definitive answers.
We are not doing the kind of research that we should be doing to determine whether or not these scientists who are so alarmed are correct in their assessment.
And what they find out will affect the lives and fortunes of millions of people, the very survival of cities like this one. David Culhane, CBS News, New York.
All right, Stephen Parr, there it is, because everything in that story happened. Florida's got 25% less land. We're now growing our crops in Canada. This is how bad this has been. And by the way, that was Al Gore. And what was Al Gore doing? Hey, we need to invest a lot of money into this so we can really tell people what this is. So anyway, your thoughts.
First of all, that report is from 1982. Now, one of the things that really struck me was that when they're talking, well, first of all, Dan Rather says, scientists have uncovered new facts that support the theory. Then they did not list a single fact that actually supported the theory. There wasn't a single one. Okay, so you didn't prove your premise. Secondly, they're showing video there of New York City and of Los Angeles, some different cities across the United States. Did you notice how much smog was in those? They talk about this odorless, colorless gas, and they're showing very thick air that you can literally see as smog.
I saw that.
The problem wasn't carbon dioxide. It was other particulate matter in the air. The EPA actually did a good job of its actual mandate, which was to clean up the air and the water. Go watch. I encourage everyone, go watch this clip, and you will see how bad the air was in the United States in the early 1980s, less than 10 years after the EPA had been formed. But by the 1990s and certainly the early 2000s, the EPA accomplished what it was designed to do. The water is clean. The air is clean, so much cleaner than it had been at any time in our lifetimes. And then the EPA doubled down and started going after something that wasn't actually a problem. Instead of continuing to focus on particulate matter in the atmosphere, soot, things that are actually dangerous to breathe, they've now started focusing on carbon dioxide, which is a natural gas that we breathe out on a regular basis and is not harmful in the concentrations we have in the atmosphere. The other thing is, last night on American Ground Radio, we did a story on the Glacier National Park up in Montana.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Glacier National Park had a sign that they just took down. They had to take this down, this sign, because the sign said the glaciers, which began melting in 1850, will be gone by 2020. What year is it now?
It's 2024. Yes, sir.
They had to take down the sign this year because the glaciers weren't gone. 4 years after they were supposed to be gone, according to the National Park Service,
yeah,
the glaciers were still there.
Have they made
just
one?
Like Florida's still there.
Have they made one prediction that ever was right? Ever? Even when they didn't make one that was even close to being right. Yet they've been doing this for 40, 50, 60 years, and it's a lie. But we've bit into the lie now. We have bit into the lie.
You, you'll notice in that first piece there in 1982, what they were saying was the Antarctic sheet ice was going to melt all the way. Actually, through most of the 90s and the early 2000s, the Antarctic sheet ice grew. It was growing during the time frame when that report said it should be shrinking. You'll notice in that report, they did not say hurricanes will become more intense. They didn't say in 2024 we're going to have a hurricane that goes Cat 5 faster than ever before.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. If they've got new facts that prove their theories correct, how come they weren't able to actually predict the future and the things they did predict didn't happen?
Great point, Stephen. I loved your glacier story. I mean, that is about as funny as you can get.
Except that for a decade or two, people would read that sign and they'd believe it. Because we're just like, well, the experts wouldn't lie to us, would they? The experts wouldn't tell us something that's not true, would they? COVID. Yeah. It's just time and time again, yeah, the things that the so-called experts say turns out to be wrong. And it's not just about climate change. It's about inflation. It's about COVID. Yeah. It's certainly about climate change. There's so many times when the experts don't know what the hell they're talking about, and yet the left believes that you shouldn't do your own research. Oh, please tell me you didn't do your own research.
But Stephen,
well, yeah, I would do my own research because the experts have been wrong more than they've been right,
Stephen,
over the last 20 years.
Stephen, if they were that good, shouldn't they be able to look at Beryl and say exactly what path it's going to be on, exactly where it's going to hit? Exactly how much damage is it cause, exactly all that stuff, how much rain is going to be. I mean, we're just talking about it. We're talking about less than a week. Shouldn't it be? They've been predicting this stuff for 40, 50, 60 years. It's a lie from hell. I'm going to stick with it. It's a lie from hell.
Part of the reason why they're talking about it getting up to a Cat 5 so quickly is that they didn't forecast it to become a Cat 5 that quickly. And that was within a matter of 48 hours.
Yep, good point.
The forecast didn't predict it to get up to Cat 5 48 hours before it got to Cat 5. And you're telling me you can tell what the planet's going to be doing 100 years from now? You didn't get 2 days right.
No, they don't. That's the point. They never get it right. And it's all based off a lie. Stuff that God gave us out the ground, the ocean, and the Gulf can kill us? It's bad for us? No, it's fed the world. It's fought wars. Cheap energy,
yeah,
cheap energy and cheap food made America great besides the grace of God. Cheap energy and cheap food. That's what made us great.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right on that. This is about arrogance in thinking that you know everything simply because you have the degrees. And the arrogance prevents you from being able to admit when you were wrong. But if you can't admit when you're wrong, you will never be able to be right. You will double down on being wrong. And that is the story of Al Gore's life.
Yep.
From 1982, he's been chasing this white whale of climate change. I feel sorry for the man.
Yeah.
Because he
don't. He made a lot of money.
Life.
Hey, he made a lot of money. Don't feel sorry for him. A lot of money.
No, though. Light money? Money isn't what's really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Money's not what it's really about. You don't do the radio show for money. You do it because you're pursuing the truth. Al Gore's missed the truth.
Yep, yep.
He's missed it his entire adult life.
Yeah, it's just a shame, though, as I watch all companies, chemical plants, everybody, carbon capture people, buy into this as economic development, jobs, and it's all federal money driven, which driving up the price of everything. And they got the people, like you said, they're so blinded spiritually. They don't care what the truth. They will never admit. How did that work out for Ramsey when God wanted his people to go where he kept hardening his heart? How did that work out for him?
Exactly. And we've got, look, there are people likely listening to this show right now who are either owners of some of these companies or work for some of these companies that are willing to sell out the truth for the government money. And again, they are making the same mistake Al Gore has made. We're doubling down on wrong thinking. And yeah, you can make some money off of it, but in the long term, you're going to end up hurting people because every tax dollar that is spent on taking carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and shoving it a mile into the ground is dollars that could have been spent in a better way that actually would have benefited someone's life.
Yep.
You are taking that opportunity to actually help somebody else away from them because of your own greed.
By the way, money, if money is your God, it's going to take you right where you don't want it to go, but you don't even know it. Got to go, Stephen Parr. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Moon.
All right, we'll take a break. Be right back. More to Moon Graffon Show. Don't go nowhere.
What's it going to take for?
News Talk 96.5, KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station, broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax Pro Studio.
Trying to convince his fellow Democrats he's still got it. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Biden will meet with Democratic governors today, including Andy Beshear from Kentucky, who tells CNN.
The governors just want a direct and candid conversation with the president. We want to make sure he's doing okay. We all know him.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker told CNN none of the governors are asking President Biden to drop out of the race, but he says there are questions that were raised by the debate last week. The president is also expected to reach out to Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill. Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett became the first member of Congress from the president's party to publicly call on him to step aside.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden told supporters at a Virginia fundraiser last night he nearly fell asleep on the debate stage, blaming trips to Europe in the weeks before the debate. The president's first and now former press secretary Jen Psaki is going to be questioned in Congress about the 2021 U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan as the Taliban retook control of the country. Psaki will be interviewed by the House Foreign Affairs Committee later this month.
House Republicans have been investigating the U.S.'s chaotic exit from Afghanistan that left 13 service members dead. A source tells Fox News investigators are looking to see if Psaki knowingly made misleading claims or if untrue information was given to her.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. Beryl remains a Category 4 hurricane closing in on Jamaica.
And we will start to see the impacts of these ferocious winds, rains, and storm surge as the day goes on.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray's in Jamaica. Beryl already hammered other Caribbean islands from Barbados to Grenada to the Grenadines.
Unfortunately, many structures in decimation. We have at least six people killed.
There are excessive heat warnings from Washington State down all through California and then from Texas on up to Ohio in some areas. It could feel like over 110 degrees outside. America's listening to Fox News.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. That's the effect of out-of-control government spending shrinking your hard-earned dollars, and it's why central banks and savvy investors are buying gold. For thousands of years, gold has withstood war, famine, and economic downturns. It's been a stalwart hedge against inflation and hyperinflation. And the company I, Buck Sexton, trust to help you diversify into gold is Birch Gold Group. For two decades, Birch Gold has helped concerned Americans convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. And the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and tens of thousands of happy customers, you can trust Birch Gold, too.
To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Again, text PROTECT to the number 989898 to protect your hard-earned savings.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPCOM.
Cities around Lafayette Parish are growing and fast. What are the mayors doing to keep up, and how does that affect you? We find out every Wednesday morning at 7 when we talk to the leaders of each city about what they're doing and what they plan to do as more residents and businesses move in. Tune in for Mayor's Minutes, Wednesday morning at 7 on News Talk 96.5 KPEL, on air and on the KPEL app.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Hi, hello. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. It is a Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. By the way, the bit I played for Stephen Paul McClomid Czar from CBS Dan Rather 42 years ago is on my Facebook now. Friends of Moon Griffon, go check out. It's the first one. Got some words that I just read and click it. You can watch the whole thing and listen to the whole thing and share the whole thing with people. It's the big lie. And I would just love to see the truth. But as Stephen Paul said it, you know, these scientists and these political hacks and Al Gores, they worry about their money. They worry about their control. Barack Obama said transform America, fundamentally transform. This is how they do it. It's part of how they're doing it. The border and the debt is another way. COVID was another way. It control you. Totally control you. You. When we tell y'all something, this is facts. Remember, Barack Obama said it when he was president. We need about a couple of news sources. That's it. And that's facts. That's what we deal with. They're and they're going to control the facts. That's communism. That's weird. That's sick. Barack Obama. You know. And that's why I said yesterday, when I look at Joe Biden, some people can get mad at me for saying this. And I get it. But you got to look at the big picture. If you look at America right now, most people that understand what's going on think this, we become a sick country. We become a sick country. We become a country that's just, we forgot our way. We become a country that's doesn't know who we are anymore. We become a country that can't understand. We're confused and dazed. We don't look like we even know where we are. When I look at Joe Biden represents us. Don't get mad if you want to. We quote elected him. Remember, there wasn't no cheating or hanky-panky going on, not according to the media, not according to the Democrats, and a lot of Republicans. Oh, no, Trump just got beat, okay? Let's say nothing went wrong in 2020. That's what America voted for. That's what America, thank you, that's what America voted for. So why should I think we anything other than Joe Biden representing all of us? Men can have babies. That's what they tell us. You better not get in their way. Boys can be girls. Boys can compete in girls' sports. That's what they tell us. Look at Joe Biden. Look at him. Dazed, confused, don't know where the hell he is, don't know where he's going, don't know what he's saying, talks about things confusing. That's Satan. That's what the devil wants. That's what we're doing. The Democrat Party has gripped and grabbed hold of communism. Let's just be blunt. And when you look at Joe Biden, it's sad to say this. He's America. Hey, Ron, I don't believe in that movie. You're full of crap. Okay, I'm full of crap then, but I ain't wrong. Who's the president of the United States? If we didn't have bad elections and we didn't cheat and all we had was mail-in ballots and everything was legit, he's the president for the last 4 years. Now, I know Obama and him are running him. I get it. But look at him. Take a good, hard look at him. That's America. Joe Biden symbolizes what we're becoming because we've gotten away from the godly nation. We've gotten away from right and wrong. We've gotten away from laws. We've gotten away from, you ready? We've gotten away from science, real science. We've gotten away from science. We're not even close to science. A man can have a baby. I mean, come on. Global warming, man's carbon dioxide, and don't forget the old cow forts, is destroying America. Making hurricanes stronger. No, they're not stronger. That's what's being told that it's strong because most people don't follow it. I hate to say, when I look at our president, the current president, that's us. That's America. He's being laughed at. We're being laughed at. He's helping us lose the country. We're losing the country because we don't fight back. We got Republicans and Democrats fighting each other. And look, they got some really weak, sick Republicans. But the Democrat Party and the power players of the Democrat Party are sicker than hell. They are sick. They're evil now. They've turned to being evil. The Democrat Party is damn just evil. And Republicans are stupid. I'm talking about the party power players, not individuals. But we buy into it. I'm telling you, I look at Joe Biden, I look at what America's become. We don't care about the law. We don't care about voting. We don't care how votes are counted. Okay? They're telling everybody, I'm watching the news report this morning. That's when I called Stephen. It's just what man-made global warming pushing these storms that are stronger. Hey, the storms are no stronger than they ever were. I can tell you how deep it gets. I actually printed it, if I can find it. I mean, got so much stuff here. Oh, here it is right here. Greg Green, who's not going to be in the Public Service Commission anymore, which is a good thing. But Greg Green made a comment. I thought, boy, he's right there with him. Energy infrastructure is under pressure. Here's Greg Green. I'm quoting him from the Devil's Advocate today. Stronger storms and harsher weather threaten the electrical grid. They're not any stronger than they ever were. They're not any harsher. We don't have any harsher weather. I am so sick of hearing people, boy, it's hot out there. That's all I hear. Hot out there. It's hot out there today. It's hot out there today. It was 20, 30, 40, 80 years ago, 1,000 years ago in the summer. Every day. I just walk by and go, wow. So all we're talking about is how hot it is. Matter of fact, they ought to quit calling them news shows at 6 o'clock and 5 o'clock. They really ought to quit calling them, oh, I watch the news at 6 or watch the news at 5. I'm going to watch the news. That's not what you're doing. You ought to say we're going to watch the weather. There's more weather in the news than news at all. I mean, it's way more weather. That's all to talk about. And most of these people that grew up in air conditioners from probably 40 years old back, all they know is air conditioning, so they think it's hot. Gee whiz. I know it's hot. I'm not saying it ain't hot. I don't care. It's supposed to be. And we're going to be hot all the way in October here in Louisiana. And it might or might not be a hurricane. Might be 5. I don't know. They don't either, though. They don't have a clue. But that was Greg Green. Stronger storms and harsher weather threaten the electrical grid. No more harsh than anything else. But that's Greg Green. He's into the Green New Deal. But when I look at Joe Biden, folks, if I'm wrong about Biden, you can email me, text me if you know me, you can rip my head off. You tell me Biden's not America. Confused and dazed. We now throwing science out. We threw science out in COVID. We throw science out the picture when it comes to climate change, craziness that was global warming. We throw science out. We throw science out when it comes to a man and a woman, when we know women have babies and men don't. We've thrown that out. Man can become a woman. Woman can become a man. We've thrown science totally out. And by the way, just for the record, we kicked God out a long time ago. We kicked God out a long time ago. So when I look at Biden, he represents what the United States has become. Dazed. Confused. Can't think for yourself. Can't hardly talk. Joe Biden's America. We got people that vote Democrat, black and white. They just voting Democrat. They think they're going to get something from the Democrat Party to make their life better. The Democrat Party ain't never giving you nothing to make your life better. Unless you're one of the rich cats, they take care of them. If you're poor and uneducated, you're going to stay poor and uneducated, and your children are too. That's what they want. That's how they control you. That's why they want the border open. The more people we have that don't understand, don't know, and not educated, the Democrats do very well. That's their voter base. So when I look at Joe Biden, I see America. Confused, dazed, don't know where you're at, can't talk, can't make a decision, can't agree on anything. Look at Joe Biden, folks. And before you get mad at me, remember, he's the president. Thank you. He's the president of the United States. And if he won legally, and everybody, oh, he won legally, oh, Trump was crazy, then that's us. That's who we are. Because you're always going to have, in the United States of America, so-called a free country, you're going to always have, the people that represent you. I didn't vote for him. I get it. Joe Biden represents you and me. He's America. Aren't you proud to know that a man who rumbles and bumbles, don't even know where he's at, is what America has become? By the way, our foreign allies and people around the country have fallen out laughing. The great America has become Joe Biden. That's who represents us. Kind of sad. When we get back, Tim Metcalf making an early visit. He must have got a phone call or something. When we finish, don't forget, Scott McKay, John Cormoose threw him under the bus. Of course, I'm an equal time guy. Scott McKay coming back on. All right, Hayride on 1030. Don't miss it. You're listening to Moon Griff, aren't you? This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana. Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, hey, good. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Here's another
let me get these ribs out of my teeth. Anyway, hey, hello, welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, great to have you back with us. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Asked Tim to, I said, yeah, I want to call Tim to get him to come on Wednesday, but I thought, yeah, I made that call.
You did.
Tim Metcalf, Dino's Pizza, and Praise the Night. Officially, you closed on both tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the properties closed. We're going to celebrate America the way it used to be, right? Yep.
Well, we're Joe Biden America now.
Right, you know, I know.
Well, you heard me go,
I heard you saying that, so I'm like, I'm biting my tongue. But
I've noticed you wanted to punch me when you walked in.
No, we still love America. Yeah, I'm like, damn, not Joe Biden representing me. Oh, my God. But it's true.
It's a lot of truth to who he is. But, of course, we're talking to Tim Metcalf, Dino's Pizza, Prejean's.
Viva La Waffle.
Viva La Waffle. You know, I'm going to get the name down.
You'll get it. No worries.
So tomorrow, but today's a big day because people can go enjoy the food today. Tell us what you brought.
Actually,
in,
like
by
a
way,
Friday.
If you like ribs the day before today, you may want to go to.
Yeah, if you don't want a barbecue tomorrow, I brought our sticky ribs. You know, we're going to run them for the 3 months, for the summer months. I brought shrimp pasta salad. There's a lot of conversation on social media about who has the best salad in town. I'm going to put that up against anybody else's. Walker can attest to that. He's getting down on it right now.
Yeah, Walker ain't going to talk. He's eating.
No, right. And we brought the Pizza of the Munch is the knockout. We've developed that with my great friend Dustin Poirier when he knocked out Connor in Abu Dhabi, I believe. So we tried to emulate like a chicken en brochet. So it's got our chicken sausage on it. It's got bacon. It's got cream cheese, candied jalapenos, and Nani's pepper jelly on it.
And by the way, folks, I just ate a little bitty piece. I just barely touched the piece, yeah. But that sucker was deadly.
It's good.
It was really good. And it's a different flavor than pretty much anything you've come up with.
It is.
You know, you got to remember, y'all come up with a lot of different pieces.
Right. You know,
that's a unique flavor.
That's the challenge, to make it not taste like something that's already on the menu.
No, it's got to be the challenge.
It is.
Because, I mean, you've got so many pizzas that, I ain't going to say taste the same because that's not true, but you got so many of them, so how do you get something different than what you already have?
Exactly. There's only so many different items you can put on.
Did Poirier help make the pizza, or you just gave it to him and say, this is what we're doing?
We had like three different varieties of it, and he came in. We did it. The Nani's people were there, Tim Crater, Dustin, myself, and I had my managers competing. My son was involved. They brought pizzas out, and we tried them all. We said, we like this about this one, and this about this one, and this about this one. And put it all together. They put another one out, home run.
You got to be joking.
No.
But you did three of them. You said what you liked, and then you kept trying. How many more times you had to try?
Just that once. I mean, the guys probably did four or five attempts to deliver the product they want to put in the competition. And then we just smashed it together, and I told them what I wanted. It came out, home run.
Yeah. It ain't a home run. It's a knockout.
There we go. It's a knockout. You're right.
No, I'm glad you offered a fourth. You know, it always falls for y'all to take the fourth off because I know sometimes it's on a weekend, but probably means a lot to your employees when they can take off because there'll be a lot of restaurants probably open tomorrow, but there'll be a lot of cooking going on at home.
A lot of cooking at home. You know, a lot of grills getting fired up. A lot of hospital visits for burns.
Let me ask you a question because I know you're always coming up with something. Anything new on the horizon for your restaurants that you're trying to do, change, dip, whatever?
We're going to probably try to, the Broussard Patio, we're going to try to climate control it. We pretty much shut it down for the summertime. It's hot out there. It's hot. Nobody wants to sweat while they're eating.
So what do you do? Do you actually have to build part of a building or you just got to put enough down there?
Well, we coated the roof already and that's helped a little bit. So we're probably going to go with fabric drapes and then run some coolers in there so we can pick it up during the nice days. It can still be a patio, function as a patio, but during the real cold or real hot days, we can climate control it. So
yeah. I know a restaurant that does that. They did the same thing you're doing, and they actually did a pretty good job. They kind of expanded when COVID came, and they were doing outside, so they expanded outside. And that's pretty much what you're trying to do. You're trying to have enough seating when everybody wants to come.
That's right.
And you bring a band in every now and then.
Yeah. We got a band and we got a full bar out there, and it's really a really cool space. It's just, you know, Louisiana's weather the way it's always been. You get 100 days. You get 100 days of ideal temperature.
We're exactly the same age. I walk around the building. I mess with these people in the 40s and lower. You don't think it's hot as it was? I said, this is hot as it was when I was 16. And 63, it ain't changed one degree.
Nope, not at all.
As far as hurricanes, we've always had them.
We've always had them.
You know, unfortunately.
Well, they were sure trying to push that one to Louisiana, weren't they?
They're trying to yank it up here, man. They're trying to yank it up in Louisiana and the coast. They're doing their damnedest.
They're doing their damnedest. That's on the front page of the what do you call it?
Devil's
Advocate. Yeah, every day. You know, they don't want to talk about the debate. They want to talk about the...
Oh, no, I think they ought to change the news cycles and news channels to weather channels.
Yeah.
90% of the news is about the weather.
Sports and weather. That's about all you get. But that's all I read it for you.
It's amazing. Tim, I got to tell you, your food is really good. Y'all got a great thing, but I would not join as the hot dog eating contest they're getting ready. And I got to tell you, Tim, I can't watch that. I try to watch it one time, and I go, God, it works.
Yeah,
and ain't nothing wrong with a hot dog.
No.
But not the way they eat.
I won't watch. I'm curious who's going to win and the number that they eat. It always blows my mind. But yeah, I'm with you. I don't like to see people just stuffing food.
Oh, my God. And then it got all the water anyway.
Oh, yeah. Big controversy, though, right? Because they let Joey Chestnut.
Always.
Yeah.
Dino'sPizza.com, PrayJones.com. Tim, thanks.
Thanks.
God bless, brother.
All right.
Whenever I'm in Shreveport, I always make a point to visit Superior Grill. I love the food there. It's authentic Mexican food with a Louisiana twist. That menu has all your favorites. Nachos, quesadillas, enchiladas, tacos, fajitas, hand-cut steaks, the best margaritas in the state, and more. You can go to Superior for lunch or dinner, and folks, you're going to thank me for it. My lovely bride and I eat at Superior Grill every chance we get. They're on Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street, Holland Road in Baton Rouge, and they're on St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. But look, their new location in Lafayette is opening soon on College Saloon. Lafayette, you're in for a huge treat when Superior Grill opens on College Saloon. The best Mexican food with a Louisiana twist is found at Superior Grill. Shreveport, Baton Rouge, and New Orleans, and opening soon in Acadiana on College Saloon in Lafayette. This is Moon Griffon. I'll see you at Superior Grill. With the summer heat here, let's talk about your AC. You're looking for a reliable, locally owned company that you can trust? Call DAP Concepts AC and Heating. They have been serving all of Acadiana, the surrounding area, and the Gulf of Mexico for over 6 years. For your home or business, DAP Concepts AC and Heating has you covered. With certified technicians specializing in everything from residential to large commercial HVAC systems available 24/7, these guys are focused on providing professional quality work and ensuring customer satisfaction every step of the way. You want the professionals? You want the best? This is them. Don't miss this summer special. 0% financing or up to $3,000 off qualifying high-efficiency equipment. Not only that, they will throw in a free 12-year parts and labor warranty. That's right, 12 years parts and labor. Wow. Don't you want to know more about them? Call them at 337-408-8202. That's 337-408-8202. Or go to the website, adap-ac.com. That's adap-ac.com.
Give this.
Hi, I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When many servicemen and women return home, they carry with them the invisible wounds of war. But thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides specially trained service dogs free of charge to veterans in need. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
This hour brought to you by the Matthew James Tax Pros. Find them online at MatthewJamesTaxPros.com.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. What a day. Great to be with you. Matthew James Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Or you can email me, moon@moongriffon.com. We're joined by the head of the hayride, Scott McKay. John Carmouche is a good friend. Scott, how you doing?
Happy 4th of July to you, Moon.
Scott, we're going to make it a happy 4th, but since today is the 3rd, you don't have to be real happy today on the 3rd, but listen.
I'm exceptionally happy today. Are you kidding me?
I didn't say you weren't. I said you didn't have to be. Anyway.
I mean, I'm spending Wednesday morning with my good friend, Moses.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, you can't.
Who would not be happy about that?
I agree. If you were here, it'd be a little better. You could have ate some Dino's pizza, but that's just my opinion.
Well,
that's
certainly true.
I had John Carmouche on, and, you know, I'm an equal time guy. They wanted to come. And you've demanded equal time, so here it is. But you heard the comments, and of course, in all fairness, he took shots back at you. And
which is why honor demands that I come on here. But I mean, this is the thing, and I'm certainly not going to fault you for having the guy on, because I mean, you know, I think he made a little bit of news in there. Not in the way that he necessarily wanted to, but, you know, it is kind of interesting that you get this guy, he comes on, he calls me a liar, and then proceeds to lie for the rest of the show.
Yeah.
It was just amazing. And, you know, and of course you called him out because, you know, the big lie was, oh, I had nothing to do with funding Gumbo Pack.
Yep.
and it's right there in the campaign finance reports. I mean, my phone blew up. I know yours did.
Yep.
I had all these people like, you have to put this at the Herald. Here's the campaign finance report. I'm like, I know. Everybody knows.
By the way, you do have, I'm going to tell people, you got an article in the Herald. I forget the title of it, but you got an article in the Herald. People want to read more about, what you said and what you've, and I believe you even put the audio and everything in there to prove it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Joe made sure we got clips of just Carmouche talking, and we got a couple of those up there. So, you can see it. I don't want to make a big deal about it, but what I notice, there's a certain personality type that plays in politics all the time. And you definitely see it in Louisiana. And it's not really, they're not in it to try to make anything better. They're in it to get access to power. And that's why you have a guy come on your show and talk about what a Reagan Republican he is, and yet he funds Democrats in two gubernatorial elections where the fate of the state is in the balance, at a time when all of our neighbors are absolutely kicking our butt policy-wise.
Yep.
And he's going to go and he's going to fund John Bel Edwards' campaign, whether directly or indirectly, it doesn't matter, because David Vitter was a poopy head.
Yep.
And, he came on your show and he said, well, Eddie Rasponi promised to destroy our coastline. To say that in 2024, 5 years after the 2019 election, it's so gratuitous and stupid. It's like if this was 2019 and the election was still going on, you could kind of see saying something like that. But 5 years later and he still says it, it's weird, Moon. That's a very strange thing for somebody to say, because he doesn't believe it. It's hard to understand how he expects anybody who's listening to believe it. And he goes and says, if I was Rasponi, I'd probably sue him for the hell of it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did say that. It's all on record.
What I heard him say, I felt like Donald Trump in the debate when Biden said he had a 6 handicap. Right. Mm-hmm. You saw the split screen of that. And Trump's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I heard that. Right. That's basically was the reaction I had is this is why he's going to give money to Gumbo Pack to keep John Bel Edwards in office for another 4 years, is because Eddie Rasponi wants to destroy the coastline in Louisiana.
I didn't understand. I don't understand everything I know about it. I know this. I thought Gumbo Pack was the nastiest, filthiest, trashiest pack I've ever seen run.
Well, of course
it
is.
And then, but to say I didn't give and then to call back and say, that ain't what I was talking about. Well, he brought you up and he may have said, well, Scott was wrong on saying I was a Gumbo Pack guy. I think that's what he was. I asked specifically, did you give the Gumbo Pack of your firm? And he said, no, I didn't. And then you find out $225,000 later, he did give to her. I mean, that's a fact of the argument, right?
Well, and so look, so the listeners know, I was not the guy who texted you or emailed you or whatever with campaign financials. Somebody else did that.
No, actually, I got it from four or five people. It was nothing to do with you at all. I was getting the information. Had I gotten it, the information on that when he was sitting here, I would have just showed it to him. I'd have put it right there because I made him. And Walker will tell you, he's sitting about 2-3 feet from me. And by the way, he's welcome to come back. I don't have a problem. Scott, I don't have a problem with anybody coming on his mic.
Fill airtime with whatever's interesting. And, a malignant narcissist coming on the show and telling provable lies that fire people up, that's not bad radio.
No.
Okay?
No,
so,
well, here's another question, though.
Especially the week of the 4th of July. I mean, I think it's a good move to get him on. I'm not complaining about that.
I had Mike Monclaw on yesterday. And Mike Monclaw defends the oil and gas industry pretty well. I think Gifford Briggs is coming on next week. Gifford, all of them got in touch with me and said they wanted to come on. And I told them, come on. And And the thing about it is, in the oil and gas industry, I have not talked to one person yet. And I told that to Mr. Carmouche. I told him right here. I said, you're the reason they're gone. And they don't accept it. Let me tell you something about some of these lawyers. And I didn't say all of them, some of them. They never accept any responsibility for anything. They're right, period. Ask them, they'll tell you.
That's right. It's some that ought to be addressed, okay? And I know Gifford, I'm sure Gifford will talk about it, because I know Gifford, and I also know intrinsically that when Gifford heard Carmouche trash his dad like that, that it probably made him, homicidal and for good reason. But what I would say is, first of all, it's very bad form to go trash a dead man. Okay. Like that was exceptionally classless when he did that. But the other thing is that the probative value of what he was saying, is nil. Okay. And what I'm talking about is Carmouche brought up this deposition that Don Briggs, did a few years ago during one of these lawsuits. And they asked him, can you show us a single oil company that pulled out of Louisiana or didn't do projects as a result of these lawsuits? And he said no. Okay, here's this is what Carmouche wouldn't tell you, is to ask that question is hoping that he says yes, and now you have an evidentiary reason to go dig through his emails to find out what it was that these guys are talking about. And Don Briggs knew that. So, look, just take the beating and say, no, I don't have any evidence. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Running one of those associations, you have a fiduciary relationship with your members. You cannot divulge that information, to outside sources. Some of these associations, they don't even disclose who their membership is. And so he's in no position to answer that question in a way that would, harm John Carmouche's appearance on your show. Mm-hmm. Okay. He has to say it that way. So that proves absolutely nothing. The proof is in the pudding though, right? There's less oil and gas activity in Louisiana now than there was 10 years ago. Okay, true. That's incontrovertibly true, yep. All right? But here's the thing. There's more oil production in America now than there's ever been, and it's by a large margin. And it's not like Louisiana has run out of oil. We got tons and tons of oil from one tip of the state to the other. There's still plenty. I mean, there's the Tuscaloosa Marine.
No, let me stop because I got to take a break.
Oil place.
He told me they left because they ran out of things they could drill. His comment is not mine. Let me take a break. Scott McKay, we'll come back one more segment to go. You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show. Happy 4th of July, folks. This is Moon Griffon. The biggest complaint about solar power is the battery storage. Well, no more. Now, Solar Louisiana offers giant battery storage solutions from the top names like Panasonic, LG, and more. Solar Louisiana will install residential home solar systems with enough battery storage to get you through any outages. And say goodbye to your electric bill as Solar Louisiana will custom fit a system to your electrical needs. Online at solarlouisiana.net. Your energy independence company, Solar Louisiana.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call him today, make pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
My friends at Shoemaker Homes have done it again. They just released a one-of-a-kind plan that you'll want to see. Imagine stepping into a French country-inspired home that's the perfect blend of elegance and functionality. Welcome to the Avery French Country Plan. Stunning. two-story, 2847 square feet masterpiece by Schumacher Homes that features four beds and two and a half beds. Open kitchen layout. You got to check us out. Go to SchumacherHomes.com, SchumacherHomes.com. You ever dream of building your perfect home? The time is now. For a limited time through June 30th, save up to $50,000 on your custom home. $50,000. Use your savings how you want to and bring your dream home to life with up to $50,000 in options and upgrades. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com is who needs to build your dream home. Schumacher Homes. Trust them. That's $50,000 on your next custom home, folks. You need to call Schumacher Homes or go to the website. SchumacherHomes.com. SchumacherHomes.com.
Are you looking?
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Mooger Foreign Show, last segment of this hour. Matthew James, Business Tax Reduction Hotline. Scott McKay of the Hayrod, who's, by the way, got a great piece in the Hayrod on all this that we're talking about today. Scott, the bottom line is, I'm going to tell you what I've been hearing. You tell me if you're hearing the same thing, because, you know, I had Jeff on earlier, and I didn't talk to him about this, but Cuomo's been on the LSU board is kind of why he came here. He wanted to kind of set the record straight why he ought to be there. And I think you'd agree with me. And the 9,000 people, and I'm exaggerating, that have called and texted me saying, I can't believe he's sitting on that board. Just your thoughts on
that. I think if that was the aim, and clearly it was the aim, mm-hmm. I think it was a miss. I don't think it worked. Because, you know, you're getting phone calls. I got texts and emails and calls. And I know Jeff Landry's getting calls.
Yeah.
And it's, how could you put this guy on the board? Like, it would have been way better, I think, for all of these guys if Cuomo had kept his mouth shut and just, you know, well, you know, you got what you paid for with the board appointment. So, you know, keep it quiet. And, you know, there's a Saturday, one of the things that happened was LSU's Board of Supervisors passed a, you know, like a campus resolution that implemented Landry's thing from 3 weeks ago about displaying flags,
yep.
Which at the time nobody paid any attention to, right? Because it was like this really boringly written executive order prescribing exactly how state agencies and installations and so forth could fly flags.
Mm-hmm.
And the big piece to this that wasn't actually written out in there, but it takes you 2 seconds to figure it out, was that they banned pride flags on all of, you know, state things. And LSU has banned pride flags, and John Cuomo was one of the people that voted for that, right? So you get all of that, and it's one of these deals where I think Jeff's position is, look, stop talking about the people that are on the board and start paying attention to what the board does, which is valid, except when Cuomo goes on your show and starts forest fires all over the state, it doesn't help the situation where Jeff's trying to tamp this down.
Yeah.
So I don't think that worked for its intended purpose at all. I think it was like a colossal mistake. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, Roy Fletcher's a political consultant that's been around a while. I don't know that this was Roy's idea. I think it was just, you know, Roy's got bills to pay, and Carmouche is giving him a check, and he says, I want to go on the Moon Griffon show, make that happen. And he says, okay, you know, yeah. You're the boss. I guess that's what that is. I can't imagine Roy would have told him, hey, what you really ought to do now that you're on the LSU board is to go on Moon's show for an hour and piss off everybody who voted for Jeff Landry. I think Roy's better than that.
I'm laughing because the way you put that. The the way you put
it. It was only going to go that way. I mean, it's not like the only way he does it is he says, hey, you know, we all do stuff for a paycheck. And, you know, this is a good little grift that I'm on with the legacy lawsuits and stuff. But now that I've made my money and I'm on the LSU board, I want to help the state. He was never going to say that. That was probably the only way he could, you know, have a success going on your show. And he obviously wasn't going to do that. So this thing was a train wreck. Moon, I don't know if it's a sign of civilizational decline or something, but are you noticing the, like, mounting number of train wrecks involving politics that we're running into, like, over the last 6 months or so?
Absolutely.
And it's not just in America. It's all over the world, like, with these elections in Europe. And, like, all of the people who are, like, close to power have turned into morons and can't stop, like, sticking their feet in their mouth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I said in their mouth.
It's like
they said in a mouth. I think they're sticking it up there. Well, you know what I mean.
Well, Well, that's their mouth is on their head, and that's where their head is.
But, see, I'm a little different. I don't think things happen by accident. I think there's a purpose that some of this stuff is going on right now. It's chaotic. You know, I just told my audience, and I hope I don't get blown out of the water. I said, when I look at Joe Biden, follow me on this. When I look at Joe Biden, he's America. Confusion, dazed. Science is out the window. God is out the window. We're doing things that nobody would ever dreamed of. And don't know where we at, don't know where we're going, don't know where we come from. Is that not a perfect description of Joe Biden? Inadequate. But he's America now. He's America. And if he won legally, which I don't think he did, but if he did, America voted for this because that's who we are. Now, you may get mad at me saying that, but that's what I believe.
I think the metaphor goes a little deeper than that, right? I mean, I don't think he won legitimately. I think that election was sort of a pretty good stand-in for the collapse of rule of law. And you know, and then the other thing is the collapse of cognitive reason, because the Supreme Court goes and does this presidential immunity decision, okay, which is 100% in line with the way things have always been done, okay? I mean, there's no new ground broken in that decision at all. And every one of these idiots on Twitter is saying, well, Biden ought to drone strike Trump because now he has the right to do it. Yep. And it's like, okay, that's not what the decision said.
No.
At all, right? That's not an official act of a president of the United States. You have to, like, you're supposed to be, you know, implementing and carrying out the laws of the country, and nuking your presidential opponent is not that's an unofficial act. Like, this is not all that hard to figure out, and yet these people are just flying off at the rails on Twitter, and, like, that's America, right? And so you get stupid things. I mean, like, aggressively stupid things that are said all over the place, and it's hard to carry on an honest discussion with anybody because of just a cognitive failure of the American public. And so you got a guy in Biden who can't even make complete sentences, and you're not wrong. He's very, very similar to the electorate right now.
That's what I meant. You hit it, Scott. That's all I was saying was, when I look at America, and if he didn't cheat to get in, which I think they cheated big time, but I said, that's who he is. That's us. That's who we are now. Confused and dazed. Don't know, don't have a clue, doing stupid stuff, don't know where we come from. You don't know where you come from, Scott. You got a problem. And you think Biden knows where he came from? You think Biden knows where he's headed at? And I thought, man, he's America right now. It's a shame. That sounds sad because I don't want to be no part of him, but it's just a shame.
Well, and you know, in the defense before these people, I don't even know where they're at now. I keep hearing, you know, they're going to run Kamala Harris. And it's like, well, okay, go right ahead. But before all that started, I mean, look, the immediate defense of Biden was, well, you know, he's lost his step, but he tells the truth and Trump is a liar. And it's like, dude, the guy said the Border Patrol union endorsed him. They fact-checked him in real time. 10 seconds later, they were up on Twitter. We did not and never will endorse Biden. It's like, okay, well, that's lie number one. Then he says he's got a 6 handicap.
Yep.
Like, you know what I think? He can't even walk to the tee box. He says he's got a 6 handicap.
He gets stuff confused. When he said handicap, he meant IQ. I just think he got it confused. That was all.
He can't tell million from billion to trillion. He said there were 1,000 trillionaires in the country. I'm like, ooh, can I meet one?
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to meet one. I just want to say hi. I just want to dust the shoes off of one. All right. Scott, we'll do it again soon, man. God bless. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Happy 4th, everybody.
Happy 4th. Today's the 3rd. All right. We got to go. We'll be right back. Rest of you leaving us. God bless. Have an awesome 4th of July.
For the absolute best in local Cajun food, check out Prejean's in their two locations in Carancrow and Broussard today.